Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's quarter number two. Dustin, quarter number one, we were talking recruiting, and we were talking about all the recruits that Penn State has gotten commitments from in the last week or so. Now we're going to both look forward and also look at the one that they missed out on. Let's start with the one miss that they had in the past week or so, and that's Moses Walker, who committed to Rutgers. Now, this Penn State wanted the kid, and they lost this one out to Rutgers, which I think bothers some people. It's why would a kid choose Rutgers over Penn State? But Rutgers was very much the local school, and Rutgers has been recruiting well. Walker, I believe, is a four-star recruit, and I believe he's like the fourth or fifth four-star that Rutgers has gotten in this class. Greg Schiano's doing a pretty good job there at Rutgers, isn't he?
His pitch is resonating with a lot of different types of players, but especially players in that New York, New Jersey area. You know, Rutgers means something a little bit different, especially to a kid like Moses Walker, who's from Brooklyn. That Rutgers had been in a lead position really throughout this. And I think that's Greg Schiano. That's his message. That's, especially when it comes to a linebacker type player. Moses Walker at 6'2", 220. Penn State, I thought, did a pretty nice job of staying in the hunt in this. But, I think the deck was stacked against them from the beginning. And Rutgers, I don't think you really equate Rutgers to the Rutgers of past. Even this past season where the results on the field, when it came to scores and when it came to wins and losses wasn't exactly what you would want from your team. Rutgers is a much more competitive outfit last year than they had been for years. And it's only going to get better as they're bringing in top talent. And I got to think that that's the message from Greg Schiano. It's like, you see what we were able to do to gain ground on the Big Ten a little bit last year. And that's without you being part of this. Imagine you and others like you being part of this. We up the level of talent. Can you imagine what we can do to bring Rutgers back to what it used to be, really under Schiano's leadership before? So I think that message resonated with Moses Walker. These kids are staying close. Rutgers is I think they've got, as of this morning, the number 12 class in the country. You know, Penn State's got a better class, but it's not by a ton in 2022. Rutgers is doing a really good job on the recruiting front, and this is a really case in point. I don't think Rutgers of past years would have been able to get to the finish line with Moses Walker, where, I think they had an advantage and they held on to it this time around.
This is a conversation we've had previously about recruiting in general. When you get a new coach, he can sell hope for the program. He could sell that future. The problem then is you have to win some games to maintain that momentum. It will be interesting to see if Rutgers can do that. One last item with Moses Walker was in his announcement video. He starts the video with a Penn State logo coming up first before it changes over to the Rutgers commitment. A little bit of trolling going on there. Personally, Dusty, I don't know what you think. I don't mind it. I think it's fun. If it adds a little spice to the rivalry, so be it.
I mean, it definitely adds a little bit of spice. I think, whether Penn State fans liked it, didn't like it, whatever. It seems like the other kids in the 22 class who maybe had a little bit of a relationship with Moses Walker were just kind of thinking, okay, game on. And I think Jaywon Sider had a little bit of a response to that. I think it's fun. I mean, you don't have a rivalry without having competitive games. You don't have a rivalry without Rutgers beating Penn State. But this is the kind of stuff that can take whatever happens on the field to the next level. And it can add a little bit of flair, a little bit of spice, a little bit of hatred, perhaps, to this rivalry in coming years. If Rutgers can kind of get its act together and be more competitive, it'll be a fun thing to watch play out over the next 4 or 5 years.
Let's move on to the future, Dustin. And I want to segue this from Rutgers to Maryland. another team in Penn State's area. Yes, they beat Penn State last year, but over the years have not been real competitive with Penn State. They want to get to that level. And Maryland is the other finalist, along with Penn State, for KJ Winston, who is a three-star safety from DeMatha, and he's going to be announcing, I believe it's July 31st.
Yeah, and it looks like a Penn State in a leadership position for him. I think Brian Doan from 24/7 Sports just filed a crystal ball in favor of Penn State for KJ Winston. Really, really nice player. I mean, kind of looks and feels a little bit like Jordan Allen, 6'2", 190. It's a Penn State-Maryland contest through and threes from DeMatha Catholic. Looks like a nice player for Penn State. You know, when I see his commitment coming and I see some of these other commitments coming and I see Penn State at 20 commitments so far in this class, you're starting to think, okay, you know, space is really starting to fill up in this class. And it looks like KJ Winston will probably claim another one of those spots, another safety type in this class. But Penn State seems to be okay with loading up on these versatile defensive backs and then letting the chips fall where they may once they do start their college football career. But the early expectation looks like a pretty sound one that Penn State will be the pick for KJ Winston.
Dustin, how does this work when a kid says he announces when he's going to announce? In Winston's case, it's July 31st. When a kid has a date set like that, does that mean the decision's already been made and he's already told the school where he's going that, yes, it's you're the school, you're the pick, but I'm going to announce it then?
I got to think a large majority of the time, yes. But I think that I would imagine there are some high school kids out there who set the deadline before they've made their pick. And you'll see, you know, I think you've seen plenty of examples of kids setting their announcement date and then pushing that announcement date back as a result of something like that. But I think most times, if you're setting your July 31st announcement, you are communicating to the coaching staff, I want that spot. I'm committing to you guys now. I'm only announcing it on July 31st. I think there's got to be that communication on the back end. But I'm, you know, recruiting is full of exceptions to every single rule. And I think with something like this, you'll have kids from all walks of life doing all kinds of kind of crazy stuff that falls outside of that norm.
And there's production value to these announcements now. So once they make their decision, they've got to get the film together, get the video, and get everything else together. Speaking of announcements coming up in the near future, Dustin, this, in my mind, this is the big one. Danny Dennis Sutton, he has set a commitment day for July 22nd. He's the defensive end. This one's the big battle, very highly rated. You're battling, I guess it's mostly Georgia. And what I'm hearing recently is it seems to be things are trending a little more towards Penn State, where a couple weeks ago it seemed to be going towards Georgia. What are you hearing?
I have the exact same sense. I don't have any other sources that can paint it any more accurately than that. I think this is just something that you're going to have to be on the edge of your seat. You're going to have to tune in when he does announce on the 22nd. You know, the nature of this competition for him is that Penn State has to be knocked off their leader position on him. And Georgia seems to have done an unbelievable job at giving him everything he needed to hear to really think long and hard about this. But if it's going to be, if there's a tie, I think Penn State wins the tie. And that's kind of how I view it right now, is that Georgia is going to have to really push hard. It seems like since he announced his commitment date, Penn State has done a nice job of re-recruiting and re-recruiting and re-recruiting and all hands on deck to make sure this kid knows exactly how valued he is, exactly how important he is to this 22 class. And I do think he is of great importance for a lot of reasons. I mean, the number 11 player in the country, last I looked on Rivals, a five-star talent, versatile defensive lineman, would be the top-rated player in this class if he were to give his commitment. He's huge, and I think Penn State is treating him like he is that important to this class. And I think in the end, you know, if my prediction means anything right now, it seems like that's going to win out. But, you know, I don't think anybody knows a lot more than that right now.
And the value, we talked earlier about Nick Singleton, and the value of his recruitment went beyond the fact that he's this really good running back. It's you were able to go toe-to-toe with Notre Dame in his recruitment and win. This is similar in that you're up against the big boys. Georgia, Alabama has been mentioned also, but Georgia is one of the elites. And you know what we mean when we're using those words. We're talking about programs like Ohio State and Alabama and Clemson. And how important is it to win a kid versus that kind of program?
I mean, iconic program. You know, that the black and red, the Georgia G, the fact that you're playing in the SEC, there's allure, there's mystery, there's value in going far from home and playing in those big-time games against the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Floridas. I mean, there's a lot to love about that Georgia program, and there's a lot to love about Penn State. You know, and I think Penn State does need to win its share of these types of national competitions in order to really validate and prove that they are in the same tier of programs as Georgia. You know, there's more doubts right now than probably ever since James Franklin took this program over in 2014. But I think winning a recruitment like this, putting a much better product on the field this fall, will have things feeling like they're going in the right direction. And it seems, you know, Dennis Sutton is a huge player for, you know, obvious reasons on the football field, but as you mentioned, for symbolic reasons too. You know, Penn State's got to validate that they're an elite program again when there's others across the country who have some doubts about that.
Let's sneak one more in, and that's Christian Driver. He's going to be announcing July 29th. Penn State appears to be the leader. He's either a wide receiver or a safety, Dusty.
Yeah, just like Mekhi Flowers, you know, I think you get him on campus, you see where his development takes him. The fact that he is a legitimate Division I prospect at both positions says everything you need to know about the type of athlete he is. You know, obviously with his dad, Donald Driver, maybe he starts as a safety, maybe he starts as a wide receiver. It looks like Penn State is a leader for him, and they're okay getting these guys who can play those multiple positions because, you know, they're athletic enough to do multiple things.
And that gives you a little bit of that versatility of, you know, you mentioned Flowers as another guy who kind of fits in both those positions also. You can mix and match both of those guys depending on where your needs are. All right, Dustin, that's it for quarter number two. Quarter number three, we're going to take a step back and give the overview of this class of 22. Stick around. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.